Thank you so much for finding time to talk to us. We really appreciate
it.
Are you monitoring the current cotton picking season in Uzbekistan?
No, we are not monitoring this year. We did a rather full monitoring last year, but this year we have been training. We have had a training session for the Uzbek monitors who are doing the national monitoring.
So when
we are not ourselves involved in the monitoring.
So when the Uzbek government says that you are and that your experts are part of the monitoring commission that's going around the country and observing, is that true or not?
I think that I saw another statement in the media which had the correct information, namely that our experts were involved in training the Uzbek monitors and then made some field visits in the beginning of the monitoring, but we are not involved in the whole monitoring process.
And so you are not assessing this season either? You're not going to be issuing any reports about it?
No, we are not going to. We are not going to issue any reports.
We know that, you know, after years of refusing the ILO to monitor the harvest, Uzbekistan agreed to a limited mission last year. What were the conditions? You were seeing full monitoring, but from what we know, it was limited, no?
Well, last year we had a really thorough monitoring exercise, which was done in cooperation with the Uzbek partners, government and employers and trade unions and farmers union. And those reports are available from that. So we did find a certain amount of child labor, but not very much. And that essentially, the conclusions of that have been used for designing this year's activities. But this year, the Uzbeks are monitoring using the ILO methodology. We have assisted them, but we have said that, of course, we cannot make any definite pronouncement on the results.
Did you want to monitor this year, too? And you focused last year specifically on child labor, right?
Yes. We have a methodology for child labor. There isn't at this moment an available and usable methodology for monitoring forced labor. That is something that one needs to have a much more thorough study on. One needs to have a better understanding on the conditions of recruitment and how labor is managed throughout the harvest. And what we are engaged in at this moment is a survey of, a survey on agricultural labor, recruitment and retention of labor in agriculture, particularly cotton. Now, if we would have monitored this year, it would have been a very thorough process for which we would have had to have both a mandate and resources and agreement, but based on last year, so the focus has been on the Uzbek side doing their monitoring on child labor.
You have an office in Tashkent now, right?
We have a representative in Tashkent and an office, correct.
What will be its main mission?
The mission of the office is the whole Decent Work Country program, which to promote the Decent Work Country program, the country program in Uzbekistan, which was signed in the end of April, which includes questions of child labor, forced labor, but also promotion of international labor standards, employers' activities, trade union activities, employment and occupational safety and health. And this week we have had a specialist in Uzbekistan conducting activities on occupational safety and health in the agricultural sector.
I'm sure you know that human rights activists and groups, including those on the ground, were critical of your report last year, saying that it didn't have much credibility because whoever you talked could not possibly be honest with you due to the fear from the authorities, from the security services closely watching your every move, your interviews, your conversations with workers and farmers and officials. How do you respond to that criticism? And it continues to this day. They basically say that your report did not reflect the truth.
Well, we think that our report reflects the situation sufficiently well for us to be able to determine what kind of programs we should develop. In fact, I don't think that our monitoring results were all that different from the other information, including the information in the social media. Probably there were differences in quantitative terms, but many of the indications were the same. Now, I know that the criticism is that we have been working together with the authorities and the government, but I find it difficult to see how an international organization like the ILO could not be cooperating with the member state in which we are carrying out activities. So we are trying to look into the future of where this is going and hope that the end result will be improvement in the situation.
Well, the Uzbek government says that it is working with you based on, you know, mutual interests, as you just mentioned, and that you're a partner. Do you see, though, enough, if any, political will, real political will from the Uzbek side to change the situation, to really reform its cotton sector?
Well, I would say that if I compare the kind of discussions that we have had in Tashkent, say, this year, to the discussions that we had 2 years ago, or the discussions that we had 5 years ago, so I see a considerable difference, and I see a considerable improvement.
Any examples?
The whole question of whether there is child labor or not, whether it is a problem or not, was explained in very different ways a couple of years back. I think that we have moved from what I would call a denial phase to a cooperation phase. I hope that we can do that on other issues also.
What is your main recommendation to the Uzbek government to end, to eradicate forced labor in terms of modernizing its agricultural sector, the investments that the government needs to make?
Well, it's difficult to say main recommendations before we have a clearer picture of how recruitment of labor and the management of labor throughout the different phases of the harvest is being carried out, because then it will be easier to see where the areas are where there's a potential, clearly a potential of use of forced labor, or in any case, say, practices that are contrary to the forced labor conventions of the ILO. We are in that process at this moment, and let's see. I would hope that we get down to looking at a better understanding of what, let's say, the areas are where certainly change, where attention needs to be focused, and where change would be desirable.
Do you see, Mr. Tapiola, any way in which independent civil society, those including, for example, the cotton campaign, you know, based here in the United States, your organization, and the Uzbek government working together to end this problem?
Well, I would. I'm always an optimist, and I hope that one can move towards a situation where you have the really broad national understanding and cooperation on an open discussion and cooperation on the problems and how to solve them.
Do you encourage your Uzbek partners to be more, I guess, willing, open to talk to the critics too?
We are always encouraging everybody to be open and talk with, in particular, the critics. Yes, that is what should take place.
And you do visit Uzbekistan often, right?
Every now and then, but mm-hmm. we have colleagues visiting Uzbekistan rather often.
And you're based in Geneva in general?
I am based in Geneva, yes.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.